Before New Hampshire, there is Iowa. The caucuses are 5 weeks from today, and the outcome could make a decisive impact on the rest of the campaign. NPR's David Wellner has been talking with Iowa voters this week, and he found that despite the months of campaigning there, many say they are still undecided.
Polls may show Iowans backing one candidate or another, but what I found on the ground there was virtually everyone I talked to claimed to be leaning one way or another, but not ready to make a commitment. Mark Holub is the curator of a big new exhibit on Iowa's caucuses. I asked him, what in the world is with Iowa's undecided voters?
They get it. They know how to do it. And they're not going to make up their mind.
Are they just being cagey?
I don't think it's being cagey. I think it's being that they take it that seriously.
One of those dithering voters is Marlene Earhart. She's a 73-year-old Republican from West Des Moines, and she plans to caucus for the very first time January 3rd.
I'm waiting till everybody has their say on everything, and then we'll go to the caucus and see what happens.
Are you leaning toward anyone?
Well, yes.
May I ask who that is?
No. I may change. You know, a woman can always change her mind.
Last Sunday evening in Iowa Falls, a crowd filled the local fire station to hear Hillary Clinton. As they waited for her to show up, Kristi Vilsack, the state's former first lady, acknowledged Clinton would not necessarily be preaching to the converted.
I know that some of you haven't decided yet, and some of you won't decide till you walk in the door. Some of you may not ever decide. I don't know. We've got so many great candidates this time around. Any one of ours is better than all of theirs put together, so it is a difficult process.
One of those undecided voters was local family physician Francis Pisney.
I'm kind of leaning towards Hillary, and I'm here to be persuaded.
And after listening to the senator for nearly an hour, this was Pisney's less than decisive verdict.
I think she made a good case for her program. A lot of food for thought. I'm going to weigh that and try to make an informed decision.
You're still undecided?
Yeah.
Okay.
There were also those who said they had settled on a candidate, but still seemed open to changing their minds. Here's retired schoolteacher Gail Raumiller.
I'm a Joe Biden supporter.
So why did you come here?
Because my husband's a Hillary supporter and was working. Thinks if I came, I was impressed. I really was. I thought she had handled a lot of the issues very well and seems to know what she's going to do with them. So.
Meanwhile, at a Barack Obama rally in Des Moines, voter Annette Brown was also struggling with how to vote January 3rd.
I haven't made my mind up yet because, I mean, all of them I feel is good. They work independently and for the people. But you can come to my front yard, you're going to see Hillary and Obama. I don't know what that means, but that's the way it is.
Even caucus exhibit curator Holub admits he has yet to make up his mind.
And most people, I guarantee you, will not truly decide until that week or the day they're walking in there.
David Wellner, NPR News.